4 o'clock hour, talking a little Dolphins. I think we all kind of felt at this point in the season they would be 0-0-1. I think most people probably had that on their scorecard. Thank God there's no overtime in preseason football. I'd be okay if they did away with the fourth quarter.
I was going to say, I know y'all say I'm heartless, but a lot of those guys are about to be resource officers here in a couple weeks.
A lot of people saying, oh, you know, for the broadcasters, for gamblers, it's preseason as well. Not for me. I am in mid-season form. I had under 37.5 points yesterday. That flew over. I had Bears -1.5 first quarter. That, of course, didn't happen. It ended up scoreless in the first quarter. I also had parlayed yesterday hits, Kyle Stowers and Pete Crow Armstrong. That's my go-to baseball parlay. PCA, of course, got his hit. Kyle Stowers, Clayton McCullough, trying to mess with me now. Pinch hit for Stowers after two at-bats. Gave me a little taste of the Mervis treatment.
that's crazy now. You're all
that just that star
can't
me.
Hit. Yeah.
So I am in mid-season form when it comes to gambling. We'll do headlines here in a second. We'll start with a training camp report, and those are sponsored here by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. From Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, a little stock up, stock down when it comes to the Dolphins after the game yesterday. See if you agree or disagree. He's got Ollie Gordon stock up. Gordon, a rookie, had a 21-yard rush, scored his first NFL preseason touchdown, and converted on a fourth down in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Jalen Wright and Alexander Mattison totaled 12 carries for 24 yards. You know I'm in agreement with Joe Shad there because I think Ollie Gordon's better than Derrick Henry. Do you agree?
Yes, and he's big and he's built for like physical style of football. So if you want to go that way, he's made for it, and that's what it is. Wright's not made for it. Achan is the size of my son. My son's 13. But like, if you want to be powerful, I think Ollie Gordon is the way to go.
And Solana, you had disagreed with Appel, I think, over the course of a couple of weeks of training camp about Madison versus Ollie Gordon. Madison obviously is going to be injured for the season, but you had to be impressed with what you saw yesterday, no?
Yeah, no. And it wasn't that I didn't like Ollie Gordon. I he's a rookie. And I know Alexander Mattison, at the very least, was just somebody you could rely on to get you a couple yards. As we saw as evidence yesterday, first touchdown, finally punched it in with Mattison. It's a shame that he's going to be out. But the Dolphins actually signed a running back over the past like hour. I don't know if you guys saw, but a running back named Aaron Shamplin, per Mike Garofolo, appeared in three games with the Steelers last year, worked out for the Bears and Jets, worked out in Miami today, and he landed a deal.
All right. Don't they have a lot of running backs, though?
Not really.
I mean, you've got Achan and you've got Wright. Wright's Jalen not going Wright. Anywhere. I know, I know people weren't thrilled with what they saw in the opening drive there at the end, but Wright's not going anywhere. You got Ollie Gordon. You've got Alec Ingold is going to be back at some point. He's your fullback. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they need a fourth running back.
I got you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I try to look his name, Champlin. I don't even know how to spell it, but they don't want to wear the tires down on Achan,
Wright,
and Ollie Gordon in the preseason. Bring somebody in, see if he can impress you. If not, then head on back home, big fella.
Stock up from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post. Edge Grayson Murphy and linebacker Willie Gay. Murphy and Gay have had really nice training camps, and they picked up where they left off in the preseason opener. Murphy had a sack, and Gay had a half sack. Derek McClendon also had a sack for the Dolphins. Pass rush will not be Miami's problem.
Yeah,
you agree with Willie that.
Willie Gay can go.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people praise Willie Gay Jr., and I'm like, come on now. Like, I haven't heard of him. he can play ball. He can run. That's what they need. He's very athletic, and I like them to have a guy in the middle that can move that way.
Looks better than Stock Channing up. Tindall. I'll tell you that much. Willie Gay looks a lot better than Channing Tindall, and he just has stupid speed. Him Man. And Jordan Phillips is another guy where, like, just making plays yesterday as well. Bro, the front seven is, like, we talk about lack of depth. It's not there. You've got a
kind
ton
of feel
of
excited
there.
About it. Like, yeah. You kind of feel like they're going to be able to put some pressure.
Dotson, Brooks, Willie Gay on the second level, first level. We know we're loading the first level. They drafted Grant. He doesn't even start. Just signed Sealer. You got Chubb. You have Jalen Phillips. You have Big Chop Robin. Like, the front seven is the strength of the defense by far, even having a Pro Bowl safety. But we're going to have to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as fast as possible.
Stock up, Storm Duck and Jack Jones. Dolphins say they have confidence in their cornerbacks, and Duck and Jones looked pretty good in the opener. Duck is a sound tackler and positions himself well on the field. Jones is a dynamic athlete who appeared poised to make big plays. Ethan Bonner has come on over the last 7 days too, says Joe Shad, much to Solana's chagrin.
Yeah. Storm Duck's good.
Ethan Bonner made a play where he actually deflected a pass in the third or fourth quarter, second half for sure. And I forget who intercepted it. And Goldie and Bo were just praising the play by Ethan Bonner. Like, just nonsense. I'm like, oh, not again. Don't do this to me again.
But it was a nice play.
Oh, it was a great play. Yeah, great play. Yeah.
Relatability. Jason Sehorn.
Stock up Jason Sanders. Sanders drilled a 56 yarder. He keeps getting better and better from distance. Stock down Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson. Joe Shad says it can be difficult to evaluate backup quarterbacks in preseason. They're typically not playing with starters. They may be put into difficult spots, especially with backup offensive linemen. But the preseason numbers for Ewers and Wilson were not pretty. Ewers, 5 for 18, 2 sacks, 2 fumbles, and Wilson, 5 for 9 with 4 sacks.
You said it earlier, Hawk. Ewers, I'm going to give him a call pass because it was his first NFL experience.
Yeah.
He looked terrible. Those 13 incompletions.
He looked, in my opinion, like a 7th round draft pick who was drafted just a few months earlier. Should look in their first ever NFL action. That's how he looked.
Yes. But there was a throw to his left that hit a fan in the third row. And I was like, ooh, that's not how that ball is supposed to look.
He got rid of it, Crowder.
Goldie said on that play, smart heads up play by throwing the ball away. He did.
Throwing the ball away. You have to throw it into the second deck. Throw it to the side. I throw it in the dirt. I think Quinn, I just expect it because Quinn was on, he was on the damn cover of NCAA. And I'm like, okay, I was excited about it this summer. And now I watched him and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Come on, Zach. Let's go.
Yeah, but
we got a backup quarterback in Zach.
To be fair, I don't know if we've got a backup quarterback in Zach. For the past 2 months, you guys both have been very, very worrisome about or worried about Zach Wilson, like very worried about Zach Wilson. And I've kind of been like, whatever. It's not a big deal. Who cares? After what I saw yesterday, sign me up. I'm worried as hell. If Tua has to miss a drive.
I had the opposite reaction. I did. Not that I thought he lit it up, but I saw enough where I was, I think Crowder said it, like he kind of looks like he is where he should be right now, which is a backup. I said the stat earlier. He's played in 34 games in his NFL career. He started 33 of them. So he's got experience as a starter. He's not going to get rattled. I know. I saw the throw to Tanner Connor. Like I know he had a touchdown pass that he one-hopped, and it wasn't.
It wasn't his first pass.
I'm not telling you that I watched him and I was like, oh, I was wrong. But he looked slightly more composed than I thought he was going to. And there were a couple of passes that were dimes.
What's the bar, though? Like, when you say slightly more composed than you thought, what was the bar? Like, him literally
the bar
just
is what I've been watching. The bar is Skylar Thompson Tim Boyle. And, like, the bar is low, but they set the bar low themselves.
Was the bar literally him going out there and just pooping his pants?
What did you expect your backup quarterback to look like?
I expected somebody to come in, somebody that they signed, paid some money for, that they went out and got hand-selected, by the way, to be the backup. To look composed in the offense. Guys, there was a play on third down and short. He threw it to the other team on an out route that was such a bad throw. It could have been perhaps the worst throw I've ever seen in the National Football League. That was, of course, until Quinn Ewers came in and
But in other words, you expected only great things from your backup quarterback and didn't expect any mistakes?
No, it's not great things. I just expected him, and I take it all with a grain of salt. I truthfully do. I'm overreacting because the offensive linemen who were blocking for Quinn Ewers and for Zach Wilson in that second half, those guys aren't NFL players. They're just not. So I understand that. That's a component to it. But, man, Zach didn't look comfortable in the offense. In my opinion, he didn't look composed. That first drive, he looked decent. But really, the Dolphins ran the football very well. There was no point where he stepped up in the pocket, showed elusiveness, made great plays. Like, there was never any of that. It was just like checkdowns, short checkdowns, and passively moving the ball.
No, but Solana, that's what I said earlier, where, like, you're not going to see him drop back, step up, slide to his right, deliver a cross, a crosser on the backside. He's not that. That's what starters do. Zach Wilson is a backup that's going to come in, run the ball, have some play action rollouts on third down, and just hold the game down. Tim Boyle, Tyler Huntley, those boys, Skylar Thompson, they couldn't even hold the game down. I'm comfortable with Zach holding a game down long enough to get to 21 points over those other guys that we've seen. So I might have set the bar low in my mind.
You're comfortable with Zach Wilson to hold the game down after yesterday's performance?
No, but I'm not forlorn at what I saw.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I still would have rather had Josh Dobbs, but I'm not. I didn't watch yesterday and go, oh my God, they Tim Boyled us again. And that's how I thought I was going to feel.
What if I propose a trade?
Okay.
Quinn Ewers, Zach Wilson, to the Steelers for Skylar Thompson, straight up.
In a heartbeat. Did you see him yesterday? Man, the guy is that guy's a starter who just hasn't been given the right chance.
I'm gonna stab you in the neck. We saw what happened when he went in the game.
Another stock down. One more from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, and it is Jonah Savinaya, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. He says, "No reason to panic. It's one preseason game and one joint practice." But at times, Jonah looks like, well, a rookie. There's big upside here, but also probably some growing pains that are going to come. Savinaya will continue to work on his anchor, footwork, and hand placement. He should ascend as the season progresses. It's just not all there yet.
Yeah. We talked earlier, we were talking about he missed a couple blocks that they pulled out on the TV copy that he missed those blocks. But he's strong as hell. So after he gets his footwork down and schematics come, but power and ability is God-given. I think he has the God-given stuff. I think he has to work on the schematical stuff.
Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. You guys say, how fast are they?
How fast are they?
We're bracing for a crater. We're checking for a crater. Let me try it again.
Okay.
Try it again. See if you can hit your line. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast.
How fast are they falling?
We're checking for a crater. I don't know. It's talked all over each other. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
an interesting copy to have us do like a back and forth there. I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, I decided to do that.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not in the copy. Yeah. I was just making it a little more exciting.
Hey, by the way,
call and response.
You mentioned that this is the 10-year anniversary, or yesterday was, of you and Crowder becoming radio partners, Hawk and Crowder. Well, August 9th is the 15-year anniversary of Channing Crowder retiring from football, officially, from the NFL.
Wow.
10 years.
And what year was 15 that?
15 years ago?
Yeah, 2010, right? You retired in 2010.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that when you lost your virginity?
So you have been...
I wish. In 2010?
He was like 15 years old.
15, bro. I would have paid anything to lose my virginity in 2010.
I retired on August, yeah,
from football for over 15 years.
Yep. I've been married 15 years, and yeah. I retired on Sid Rosenberg's show, or I announced it on Sid Rosenberg's show.
That was your big reveal?
Yeah. Didn't really go the way I thought it would. Okay, buddy. Sounds good. So we're going to get to... We're just going
to
move
anyway,
on.
Anyway, I was listening to Crackhead Bob on the Stern Show.
We moved past it very swiftly.
You want to hear your stats in your final NFL career in 2010?
How about his final NFL game? Do we have?
Oh, don't do that.
Were you effective in your last year at all, or did your play fall off? I don't honestly know.
Not according to these stats.
I know I was top. I think I was always like one or two in tackles on the team. Maybe. Sort of.
What were the stats?
Final NFL game. In,
you know,
Green
who was
Bay.
Against Crowder? Oh, Green Bay.
Oh, it was. Oh, no, Green... it wasn't. Green Bay was earlier in the season. Final NFL game. Do you want to guess?
Final NFL game. It was a division opponent, because that's when they went to that divisional thing. The Patriots.
It was, yeah, against the New
Did
England.
You know,
Patriots.
It was your final game then?
I didn't. I didn't know they wouldn't cut me. I didn't know they asked me to take a pay cut. Like, the whole off season was surprising to me. And then I didn't plan to retire until they were paying me to do nothing, kind of like the radio station we talked about it earlier. Once I get paid to do nothing, I'm not going to do anything.
Well, the Miami Dolphins, their third consecutive loss to end the season, a 38-7 loss to the New England Patriots. Thanks, Crowder. And you had a total of 4 solo tackles in that game.
In fairness, though, Cleo Lemon said, just keep him under 40 and I'll take care of the rest.
All you gave us was 10, big homie?
In 2010, you played 11 games total.
Mm-hmm.
You had 39 total tackles.
Oh, my goodness.
33 were solo. And 6 were assisted tackles.
You see how I take that? I didn't need no help tackling nobody. See, if I grabbed you, you were going to the ground. You
know? Well, apparently, just based on the number of tackles you had for the entire season, the reason you didn't have any help is because no one else was as out of position as you.
I was getting to him twice a game, Hawk. Twice a game, I was going to be somewhere around that ball.
In 2008, man, 113 tackles.
Yeah. 08's the year that got me paid.
Yeah,
that was the playoff year. That's when they gave my money.
Was it I'm being honest. What happened? Just injuries?
Oh, with the football? Yeah. Well,
like, how do you go from 100 and something plus tackles to 30?
Then they moved me back to Mike, and then Sleazy came in, Dansby, and they moved him to the wheel and just let him run, and they just had me hitting damn guards all day. I hated the last couple of years of my career.
Yeah, that can't
be fun. The defense sucked. Yeah. I balled in Saban's defense and Dom Capers' defense. Then when they brought Sperano and them in, we tried to do it, and then it just, yeah. And I started getting old and hurt and rich. You coming in early? Nah, gee, I'm just chilling on this one, man. I've been after a while.
Yeah, because you played 15 games in 08, then you played 13 in 09. You only had 51 tackles that season. That's a pretty precipitous drop.
That was a harbinger of things to come.
Yeah, what was 9? Oh, you know what? That's 9 is when I tore my foot up. You know what, Hawk, to answer your question, I think after I had the Liz Frank.
It was injury.
Yeah. I slowed down.
Yep.
Because 09 was the Liz Frank against Houston.
I would imagine.
That big, raggedy, stinking guard, that big center, 55, tore my foot up. And I think that was the beginning of the end.
I would imagine you could look at most players who retire early and see, just statistically, a major drop-off if they've suffered numerous injuries. How would it be possible to play at the same level?
You ask. I think it was that foot injury in 09. And I was like, yeah, I'm just not running like I used to run. Mm-hmm. That's when I got – and then I had the hernia. That's when I had to do rubbing a watermelon on my stomach. And, yeah, it was downhill from there.
Hmm.
You have to rub a watermelon on your stomach?
Remember he went to see the Santero?
He
did. Right. He went to see Santero, yeah.
I got a Santero doctor, and he would put honey and ground up eggshells on my injuries and rub a watermelon, and like the watermelon would be covered in honey and eggshells, and the poison, like the evil, was stuck in the watermelon, and we'd take it out and put it on outgoing tide into the ocean to pull the evil out of my body.
Oh, so he had to suck out the poison.
You think I'm playing? We used to go by Fort Lauderdale Airport, and we'd make sure it was outgoing tide because the energy of the earth would now take the evil out of my injury out into the ocean.
Mr. Crowder, we are going to suck out the poison.
Hate you. It didn't work. I had 39 tackles in 11 games. Good grief.
Love how you say that as if we didn't know the outcome even before the season started. It didn't work. Oh, it didn't? Huh. Because the story had me believing that you were headed towards a Pro Bowl season.
I thought the evil was in the watermelon.
Sir, we must suck out the poison.
I'm glad I didn't take a pay cut. I was going to be terrible, 12. Goodness gracious.
Well, happy anniversary, Crowder. Well,
thank you. I appreciate you.
The Miami Hurricanes are ranked 10th in the first AP Top 25 poll. First time since 2018, they opened in the top 10. UF is ranked 15th, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. DJ
in the Lag nation?
Have you watched that Any Given Saturday?
No.
It makes DJ Lagway look like Cam Newton.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that Any Given Saturday is changing people's opinions of different teams in the SEC.
Wow. Or they're trying to hype up some week one matchups, whatever.
Yeah, trying to hype up a conference on the wane.
Thank you, Texas.
Los Modelins did lose 3-4 to Atlanta over the weekend. They're 6 games back of the final wild card spot. They're out on the road all week. Inter Miami got destroyed 4-1 in Orlando last night. The Orlando City fans chanted stuff at Inter Miami. They have won 2 straight in the state of Florida. Right. No Messi. All right, your weather. It's 90 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the low 80s or upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, talk a little more Dolphins. We will suck out the poison. High preseason game.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move. Reminds me of the David Lee Roth concert I just saw and didn't make it to the end. 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Got Marlins tickets to give away, so we're going to do that this segment. If you'll remind me, Jimmy, I do have some breaking news, Crowder, some breaking NFL news.
Mm-hmm.
I think will interest everybody. The Titans have signed Trevor Siemian and waived Tim Boyle. So the Titans saw enough of Tim Boyle preseason game one, and they have made their move.
So you're telling me that
Dolphins didn't see enough in one outing, right? Did he start two games?
No.
I'm sure he only started when it one. Was
fourth and three, and he threw the ball out of bounds to lose the game. They went and signed Huntley that next day.
Well, and admittedly, it's not the dumbest play because you want to live to see fifth down.
Live to play another down. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's some quarterbacks out there, right? Right now, Hawk, they're going to make $1 million this year that can't play a lick of football.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim Boyle no longer. He will no longer. His aura will no longer infiltrate Cam Ward's aura. It's the only thing that could bring Cam Ward down is being around Tim Boyle for too long.
Don't throw that ball. You can't throw that ball, Tim.
He can't even be mad, right? Pass. Tim Boyle can't be mad. He gets waived by a team. He's got to be like, yeah, I get it.
He can't believe that he can't believe that he's still on a team, can he?
Yeah. No. Tim Boyle, bro, I'm looking it up right now. Tim Boyle has probably made $10+ million.
I mean, has he ever had a good game? I'm not even saying a good season. Has he ever had a good game?
Well, he threw a pick six to Javon Holland a couple of years ago. I mean, a good pass to the other team. It was a good pass. I don't know. We'd have to look through like his game logs, but no, I can't imagine he's ever had a what would be deemed good in the NFL.
Anyway, Tim Boyle, no longer a Tennessee Titan. From the Palm Beach Post.
Tim Boyle has made $8.3 million.
Wow. Isn't that wild?
God, just gracious.
God bless the NFL, man. God bless the NFL. From the Palm Beach Post, Hal Habib. Some takeaways from yesterday's game. How quarterbacks Tua Tagovailoa and Zach Wilson looked. He writes, Tagovailoa looked like he's ready to start the season tomorrow. That's the short and most important takeaway from QB1, who smoothly moved the team in pressure situations to come within a yard of a touchdown. The Dolphins hogged the ball for nearly 10 minutes on the drive. His backup, Zach Wilson, had an uneven day. He holds the ball far too long. He missed throws, none worse than wide open tight end Tanner Connor. That one was tough to watch. He was lucky at least one throw wasn't picked off. Solana had mentioned that. But, Hal writes, Wilson did inspire confidence by bouncing back after bad plays, such as hitting Nick Westbrook Akine for 35 yards and Eric Ezukama for 12. I was thinking of you, Solana, when Ezukama. There was a Julian Hill. Did Julian Hill drop a something made me think of you as well. It was a terrible pass from Zach Wilson, I think.
Zach Wilson, but terrible pass.
I think it was catchable, though.
No. Zach Wilson just underthrew him. He one-hopped it. One-hopped it to Julian Hill, which is impossible. I mean, the guy's literally got the longest arms on the team.
Like jumps offside so much.
Yeah. Al Habib writes, Mike McDaniel will continue to chip away at helping Wilson eliminate the bad plays. The third QB, Ewers, looked like a rookie making his NFL debut. Low light, a fumble that gave Chicago the ball on Miami's three. Then Hal Habib writes from his observations, will Malik Washington be wide receiver three? The third receiver position is still TBA. Malik Washington made the most of his opportunities. McDaniel went for it on fourth and three from his own 49 to start the game. Tua turned to Washington, who moved the chains with a six-yard gain. A few plays later, Tagovailoa needed to convert a third and four and look to Washington again, picking up 9 yards. Washington or Westbrook Akine are likely to be the third option behind Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, who did not dress for the preseason opener.
And you know what? Malik Washington can play football. He's just an itsy-bitsy spider. He's tiny, just like Jalen. I mean, just like everyone, Waddle. He's those little itty bitties. Like, I think that third receiver has to be a bigger target. Honestly, and Malik Washington, I enjoy him. He can return punts, all that stuff. But you can't have three receivers on the field all under 6 feet. Like that, that's not a successful offense.
Westbrook Akine, though, is much bigger, man.
5'8"?
Yeah.
Who's
5'8"? Malik Washington is 5'8".
Malik
Washington's 5'8".
Yeah.
He's listed as 5'8", Hawk. That might mean he's 5'7".
Because there's two Washingtons. Malik Washington, he was on the team last year. And then there's Taj Washington
right, as
well. Taj Washington's a little bit bigger. But, bro, like, your big target is Westbrook Akine. He's massive.
From
he's a big dude.
The Palm Beach Post, the next observation is power run game still needs work. One of the priorities for the 2025 Dolphins was improvement with the inside rushing attack, especially on short yardage situations. It still needs work. The Dolphins opened with 5 runs in short yardage situations. 3 resulted in no gain. In all, the Dolphins netted 2 yards on those plays. At least one such run was a 1-yard touchdown plunge by Alexander Madison. Until then, Wright had 3 tries netting 1 yard, and Madison had a no gain. All were runs between the tackles. Having said that, the interior offensive line, especially Savanaya, did a fine job moving people to allow a 7-yard TD run by Jalen Wright in the second quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Madison and rookie Ollie Gordon II combined to provide Miami's second TD, an encouraging 1-yard plunge by Gordon.
There's going to be some 300-yard Tua games, but you're always going to get to that point. Just like, what was it, Kansas City and
I know
Buffalo.
What you're about to say. There's going to be 300-yard Tua games, and they're going to come out of there with 14 points total scored.
Hawk. And they're going to have 14. It's going to be 14-17, and they're going to have a 3rd-and-1 on the 20. And they're going to have to go get 1 yard. It's going to be against KC, Buffalo, the Ravens, the Chargers, somebody, even if it's in the playoffs, and you got to go get that yard. Hawk, I'm terrified of that because you watch it every year in the playoffs. You got to go get a yard. I question if we can go get that damn 36 inches that we need.
The final observation by Hal Habib in the Palm Beach Post. Miami special team starts strong under Craig Aukerman. The Dolphins special teams, heavily criticized under Danny Crossman, are now under the direction of coordinator Craig Aukerman. The unit got off to a good start with Jason Sanders nailing the landing zone on the Bears' 4 with the opening kickoff, which pinned the Bears on their own 25. Both of Chicago's first 2 possessions were 3 and outs, which is where Malik Washington and Taj Washington took over. Malik had a 19-yard punt return. Taj added a 16-yarder. The best was still to come after Chicago scored a touchdown to tie it at 7. D. Eskridge returned to kickoff 41 yards. Sanders made a 56-yarder in the fourth quarter. All that plus solid kick and punt coverage. If you don't have to worry about special teams, that's a great feeling as a football fan, because when you do have to worry about special teams, that is annoying as hell.
That was the best position group yesterday.
No mistakes.
Jason Sanders didn't miss a kick. Well, you know what's coming at some point, but he didn't miss a kick yesterday. And there were multiple really solid kick returns by the Dolphins yesterday. And there were no dumb penalties. Like, that was without a doubt. And their newest punter, his only opportunity to punt, you ripped it. Like, that was easily the best position group yesterday.
That ain't winning no championships, fellas.
Well, that is correct.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's not true.
That's correct. That's correct. It's good. Again, it's better. It's like the offensive line. You want to not mention the offensive line.
Yes.
And when the game is over, you want to not mention special teams unless it's a game-winning field goal.
So, Solana, you just named the greatest show on turf, Brady and Randy Moss, 07 year.
Mm-hmm. You see the dude that kicked the 70-yard field goal? Did you see the 70-yard field goal by Jacksonville?
Yeah, I saw it preseason.
Cam Little.
2000, 2000 Ravens defense, 02 Bucks defense, 09 Steelers defense. Give me the list of the best special teams in NFL history.
Oh, I don't know. Adam Vinatieri, who's literally won multiple Super Bowls with his leg.
Sebastian Janikowski.
Sebastian Janikowski is a good time if you ever hang out with him.
I've hung with imagine him. I imagine he was. Kicker with a big personality and a big pocketbook.
I said, so we're drinking again. We're still going to drink. I'm done. I can't anybody do it
anybody named
anymore.
Janikowski, I don't care if he's a football player or not. Anyone named Janikowski can drink. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour's coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?